Thousands of years ago, said Susan. But Grandfather did say that men made it hell. Blitzed went mad when he painted it. He did good storm clouds, though, said Lobsang, swallowing. Wonderful light. Look at what is coming out of the clouds, said Susan. Lobsang squinted into the crusted cumulus and fossilized lightning. Oh, yeah, the four horsemen. You often get them in. Count again, said Susan. Lobsang stared. There's two... Don't be silly, there's five... She began, and then followed his gaze. He hadn't been interested in the art. A couple of auditors were hurrying away from them towards the porcelain room. They're running away from us, said Lobsang. Susan grabbed his hand. Not exactly, she said. They always consult. There have to be three of them to do that, and they'll be back, so come on. She grabbed his hand and towed him into the next gallery. There were grey figures at the far end. The pair ran on past dust-encrusted tapestries and into another huge ancient room. Ye gods, there's a picture of three huge pink women with only... Lobsang began as he was dragged past. Pay attention, will you? The way to the main door was back there. This place is full of auditors. But it's just an old art gallery. There's nothing for them here, is there? They slid to a stop on the marble slabs. A wide staircase led up to the next floor. We'll be trapped up there, said Lobsang. There are balconies all around, said Susan. Come on. She dragged him up the stairs and through an archway and stopped. The galleries were several stories high. On the first floor, visitors could look down onto the floor below. And in the room below, the auditors were very busy. What the hell are they doing now? Whispered Lobsang. I think, said Susan grimly, that they are appreciating art. Miss Tangerine was annoyed. Her body kept making strange demands of her, and the work with which she had been entrusted was going so very badly. The frame of what once had been Sir Robert Cuspidor's wagon stuck in river was leaning against a wall in front of her. It was empty. The bare canvas was neatly rolled beside it. In front of the frame, carefully heaped in order of size, were piles of pigment. Several dozen auditors were breaking these down into their component molecules. Still nothing, she said, striding along the line. No, Miss Tangerine, only known molecules and atoms so far, said an auditor, its voice shaking slightly. Well, is it something to do with the proportions, the balance of molecules, the basic geometry? We are continuing to get on with it. The other auditors in the gallery clustered industriously in front of what had once been a painting, and in fact still was, insofar as every single molecule was still present in the room, glanced up and then bent again to their tasks. Miss Tangerine was getting even angrier because she couldn't work out why she was angry. One reason was probably that, when he gave her this task, Mr. White had looked at her in a funny way. Being looked at was an unfamiliar experience for an auditor in any case. No auditor bothered to look at another auditor very often because all auditors looked the same, and neither were they used to the idea that you could say things with your face, or even have a face, or have a body that reacted in strange ways to the expression on another face belonging to, in this case, Mr. White. When he looked at her like that, she felt a terrible urge to claw his face off, which made absolutely no sense at all. No auditor should feel like that about another auditor. No auditor should feel like that about anything. No auditor should feel. She felt livid. They'd all lost so many powers. It was ridiculous to have to communicate by flapping bits of your skin. And as for the tongue, yuck. As far as she knew, in the whole life of the universe, no auditor had ever experienced the sensation of yuck. This wretched body was full of opportunities for yuck. She could leave it at any time, and yet... And yet, part of her didn't want to. There was this horrible desire, second by second, to hang on. And she felt hungry. And that also made no sense. The stomach was a bag for digesting food. It wasn't supposed to issue commands. The auditors could survive quite well by exchanging molecules with their surroundings and making use of any local source of energy. That was a fact. Try telling that to the stomach. She could feel it. It was sitting there, grumbling. She was being harassed by her internal organs. Why had they copied internal organs? Yuck! It was all too much. She was...